supernatural aside. Now, when I go to see about my eyes, you know, when they say this or that, you know. But when they say 20/20, you're like happy. Hey, I don't need, you know. But Jesus is trying to reveal himself to the church. Church, the next move of God, don't miss that visitation. Jerusalem missed their visitation. And Jesus just weeping out there. I wanted to come in and just gather them like a hen gather her chicks. I wanted to visit them. Mm-hmm. It's not that he wasn't there, but he wanted to reveal himself to them. We're in time, church. And let me tell you, church, the building part is just about over. Huh? Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to find ourselves to the fullness. You know, when I hear people preaching and teaching, they're saying, well, you know, I hadn't got that yet. You in town, when you going to get there? I still got a little this in me. Get the this out of you and put the spirit there. When they say that, Glenn, I'll be like, if you know you still got a little this there, you just go to the Lord and say, hey, I still got a little this there. Mm-hmm. But this next move of God is going to get that little this out of it. They're not going to be getting up and saying, well, you know, I just, you know, can't. I'm just not there yet. Mm-hmm. You're in time, church. When are you going to get there? Mm-hmm. When are you going to get there? You're in time, church. When are you? He said, confess every good thing that's in you. You keep confessing the bad. Confess the good. Good to see ya. Confess the good.
That's right. That's right.
Church, it's time to get it right. We don't have no more time. It's high time we awake. And when it says high time it awake, a lady said like this. She said, when she was a little girl and her mom would say, it's time to get up, she said she'd just turn over on the other side because she know mom wasn't really, really serious then. And then mom would say, come in again and say, it's high time you get up. She said she hop up then because she knew what that high time meant. High time next was going to be a switch. So it's high time that we awake out of our sleep and slumber. Mm-hmm. It's high time. You know, people, when you tell them, you know, revival is coming, they say, no. You know, I was talking to one lady. She said, no, God told me it's going to be, or he needs a restoration. It's going to be that too. It's going to be revival, restoration, outpouring glory of God, awakening. Because the church need it all. Yeah. It's going to be all the old revivals with this new great one that's coming. They're all going to just slide together. Mm-hmm. It's going to be all that. It's going to be the glory. It's going to be the outpouring. It's going to be the restoration.
He's going to utilize every
restitution.
Resource.
Amen. Amen, brother.
He's going to utilize every resource.
That's good. That's good. Yes, every, because he's bringing us to where?
Fullness.
No, half empty. Where he's bringing the church?
Full of.
To the fullness.
That's right.
To the fullness. That's not half empty. Mm-hmm. You don't have to run on empty. Mm-mm. You don't have to see how far you can get this gas to go. But he wants a church to come into the fullness. Yeah. Okay, let's do Ephesians 4. Ephesians the 4th chapter. Okay, Sister Deborah got her hand raised.
Okay. In Colossians, this is another prayer. We pray that you would walk in the ways of true righteousness, pleasing God in every good thing you do. Then you'll become fruit-bearing branches, yielding to his life and maturing in the rich experience of knowing God in his fullness.
Oh, man.
That's good. That's where I was going to, but you didn't get there before I... And it's okay. But let's do 4 and 13. That's really good, Deborah. I read it out of that translation, too. And I went, whoa.
Whoa.
That's good. Okay? Ephesians 4 and 13. Till we all come into the unity of the faith. Lord, do we need that?
Yes, yes.
And of the knowledge of the Son of God. Yes. Now, this knowledge is not talking about a head knowledge, but it's talking about an experience.
Yes.
Not just a head knowledge. If some people know the Bible, mm-hmm. probably better than some of us know. But, you know, I was talking with my little grandson, and he was saying, and so I was trying to explain something to him in a kid. He asked me a Bible question. So I said, let me explain it to him in a kid matter. Mm-hmm. And I tried. He said, no, Grandma, that's wrong. This is what the Word of God said. I said a truth. I was just trying to get it to you in a child's manner.
Mm-hmm.
Not in an adult manner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So we see till we all come into the unity of the faith and the experience, that we'll experience the Son of God. Not just know of it, but experience.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to come out of fellowship and relationship.
Yeah.
Unto a perfect man.
Mm-hmm.
You know that nobody's perfect. That's what we say. But he's calling us into a perfect man. And that perfect man is not perfect like we think of perfect. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness
mm-hmm.
of who?
God.
Christ, the anointed one. You're coming to the fullness of Christ, the full stature. The measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That there will be no more children. I told you it has something to do with maturity too.
Yeah.
Tossed to and fro about with every wind of doctrine, by sleight of men and cunning craftiness, where they lie in wait to deceive you.
Mm-hmm.
We saw in our last walk of the of this book, was that how we had to put on the whole armor of God, because the enemy, like he deceived Eve, was trying to deceive us.
Mm-hmm.
He's not doing no new thing, he's just talking, just telling you stuff. So we see, we want to come into the full stature of Christ. We want to mature. We want to grow up. The world needs you, and Christ needs you. I'm going to show you how Christ needs you. Let's go to the first chapter of Ephesians. The first chapter of Ephesians. When you get there, say amen.
Amen.
Let's see. I'm looking at time. I'm just going to read it, okay? This is another prayer. He lets us into his prayer closet again. I'm not going to read it all. He said that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. One of the things that the Holy Spirit is trying, I know you have to leave to go upstairs, but remember next Sunday, the dinner,
yeah.
And I'm going to need you to help me too.
Okay.
Okay. So, and wear your t-shirt.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Jesus needs us to come into the fullness because, let me finish reading, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that's our scripture for 2020, the eyes of our understanding being enlightened. I hope I get a chance to teach y'all on supernatural eyesight.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
But that's where we go in 2020. And I told the Holy Spirit, Can I get some now? I don't want to wait till 2020. He knows I'm just that way. That's just my personality. He knows my personality. I'm like, hey, you know, if it's available, I'm like David. David was accessing things that wasn't even for his time.
Mm-hmm. It's okay.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's okay. He was accessing things that wasn't even the woman that got her daughter healed that we talked about this morning. She accessed something that wouldn't even, Jesus said, it's not your time. But she knew how to move in that faith. She knew how to. She knew he wasn't going to turn her away. You may know what is the hope of your calling, what's the riches of the glory of the inheritance in the saints. We hadn't fully came into our inheritance as saints. We got a lot we inherit. And we don't have to wait for it because Jesus has died and rose again. But this is Paul letting us know when he prayed, how he prayed. I'm like, whoa, Paul, that's a lot different from what we hear today. Mm-hmm. The way you're praying. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe? How many believers I have in here this morning? Ayaya. This is for the believer, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. When Christ got up, we got up too.
Yeah.
When they said this is resurrection Sunday and we're going to talk about how Christ rose. I'm like, oh, you got to talk about me too. Because I got up too. I got up. Praise God. It says, let's go down into 21st verse. For above all principalities and powers and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. You know, for the people that said that the devil's in heaven, because they said at the end of this chapter, in the sixth chapter, mm-hmm. it says he's in heavenly places. Mm-hmm. Well, right here it tells us his heavenly places is different from ours.
Amen.
It said we're way far above him. Way far above him.
Yeah.
So that tells a lot of things like that, don't it?
It does.
We're in two different locations. Mm-hmm. Okay? And has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head of all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. We're going to be filling all in all. We have got the ministry down here. Mm-hmm. His body, which is the fullness of him.
Yeah.
Don't y'all know a head is no good without a body, or a body is no good without a head?
That's right.
Come on, people. Put it together. I didn't see nobody walking in with just a head. They came in with a body and a head.
Yeah.
He said, church, you are my fullness. You're what's going to minister on earth for me. You got to come to it. You got to. Allow the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Who has the, what does the Holy, he has the supply.
Yeah,
of
course.
Just like I'm going to the gas station.
Yeah.
I know they got the supply there. And when they got rolled up there out of gas, I moved from that pump. Because I want a pump that's going to supply.
Right.
And we want the Holy Spirit because he supplies. He's the supplier. Hiya! Fill. Now we know we have all of God. But we know that he's with us. Mm-hmm. But you got to know he's always here.
Yeah.
He's always there. But we're not always in his presence. Sometimes we fill with other stuff. He wants to fill us, but we, some of us full of ourselves, some of us full of problems in the world, just full of it. Y'all know that's true. Mm-hmm. I seen somebody that was full of themselves, and you could just look at them, they were just full of themselves, you know. I'm like, Lord Jesus, help me. So full of themselves, you know. And everything was, I did it. I'm like, Lord Jesus, deliverance. You need to be delivered. Help, Lord. But if you're so full of anxiety, the world, guess what? You can't get nothing else in you. You feel with the wrong thing.
Right.
But there's a right thing he's trying to fill you with. With his spirit. He has an unlimited supply. He's not like the gas station. Sometimes they say no gas. This one is empty. But the Holy Spirit is full. It's like what we discussed in the beginning of this book. The proclamation. How he gave her a vision of a hydroelectric plant.
Yeah.
Where it was just overflowing, just flowing, just flowing. And anybody know anything about hydroelectric plant? You get electricity by water.
Mm-hmm.
And the Holy Spirit got something good for us this next move of God.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got to partner with him to get this next move. Mm-hmm. This next move of God is so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to ask the Holy Spirit question, okay, God, we know it's a move coming, but what would you have us to do? And yes, he's got something for you to do for this next move of God.
Yeah.
How do I position myself for it? You know, God got the supply.
Yeah.
All he wants is you. But he can't have you when the world got you. When you got one foot over here and one foot over there. And, you know, like, I like, Lord, forgive me. One girl said, well, you know, we're just trying to do life. And I said, yeah, that's what we're trying to do, just do life. And you know, the Holy Spirit corrected me. You're not just trying to do life, Sister Mary. He said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You're supposed to be doing the more abundant life. So we got to know what to agree with. We can be agreeing with the same sounding. Okay, what she said. Because she was just in a state where, you know, things did this and things did that this morning. She said, you know, it's just life. We're just trying to do life. I said, no, you're not. I said, oh, forgive me. I'm not just trying to do life. I'm trying to do it more abundantly. The abundant life that he came to give us. He said, there's a thief loose. He's come to steal.
Kill.
And destroy.
And that's what he was trying to do to that young lady. But she said, you know, this is just life. And I'm just trying to do life.
Mm.
But that was stealing from her. She didn't know.
Yeah.
She needed to say, I'm doing the abundant life today. Get out of my way, devil. I'm doing the abundant life today. Get, go.
Uh-huh.
In Jesus' name. I come to do the kind of life that he gave us to do. The abundant life.
Yes.
We're not just doing life. It's just not life. We're doing the more abundant life.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I want it to go. I'm sure y'all, Father, creating them a hunger and thirst after this next move of God. Creating them. I'm releasing that on you. That he'll create it. Because my time is just about up.
I accept it.
I want it. I want it to do a little bit more, but I think y'all have got the realness of this book. I believe you got the realness of it. The next move of God is about you. He's going to move his church. The world is not going to look at the church. But the world is going to come to the church for answers. They're going to see a different church. They're going to say, hey, somebody got delivered. Somebody got, the news is going to be different. God, this next move of God is going to move us to the place he wants us to be. The fullness of God, not of yourself, but of God. He said, I need y'all to come to the fullness because y'all my body. Which the fullness of me, you ain't going to leave me with just a head. Okay. Let me just stop. Brother David, would you pray and release prayer over these people? And thank y'all for... did y'all enjoy this book? Did it bring you a hunger and a thirst? And then I had to get the Holy Spirit to tell it's so much. Until I said, Holy Spirit, holiness. Let me tell y'all. Holiness is going to be, the character of God is going to be in this next move. Yes. God is a holy God. And he do want a holy people. When it comes to the fullness, holiness, it's going to be included in this. You know, our apostle was talking about how the seraphim just stands up and say, holy, holy, in Revelation. That's all they do, how one word. Holy, holy. And some people are thinking, why are they so repeated? It's because they see a different, they've been saying that for years. And every time they see him, they see a different side of his holiness.
It expands.
Whoa, different. That's good, expand.
Well, it does.
They see a different side of his holiness. They're not saying holy from the first holiness that they're saying. But every time they say, holy, 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 they're seeing different holiness of him.
The Passion Translation, that last part of Ephesians 1, makes it a lot more clear. And it says, and now we, his church, are his body on the earth, and that which fills him who is being filled by it.
That's exactly what it was saying. That's exactly. We are the church. We you complete Christ.
Yes.
You complete us. Oh, you don't want to think that way. No, me? He can't mean that. But yes, he does mean that. Okay. Now we got to come to a close here. Come on, Brother David, bring us to a close. Remember, next Sunday is our lunch right after church. We don't have to travel. You know, one year we did travel to 280 and did it out there. And some people complained, we got to go way out there. This is a man. But when they got there and they saw all the beauty of it, they went, inside was a theater and all this. This is at an apartment complex. And when they saw all the beauty of it and inside the room, they went, oh, thank you for bringing us. I'm like, yeah. It's like pulling teeth. But they were just so happy. So this year, we're going to stay here. We're not going out. But I need to get with some people. And we just kind of make up a quick menu. We're not going to put anybody to cooking. Because if y'all like me, is that still on? Put it off.